Welcome to Naked Parenting. If you haven't read the original Naked Parenting, Seven Keys to Raising Kids with Confidence, it's not required before diving into Naked Parenting, Guiding Kids in a Digital World, but here is a brief overview of the Naked Parenting philosophy. Naked Parenting is parenting stripped down to the bare basics, focusing on seven keys to raising kids who are self-sufficient, confident, respectful, and resilient. The seven keys, love, honesty, communication, responsibility, discipline, mistakes, and gratitude, will guide the discussion in this book on technology. Understanding these seven keys will help you apply them across the countless scenarios of parenting through all stages and ages. Naked Parenting approaches parenting in an honest, direct, and realistic way. Guiding children with love, nurturing their strengths and self-image, and instilling personal responsibility are at the heart of Naked Parenting. It addresses key concepts to help you raise confident, joyful, and well-adjusted kids, and to enjoy doing it. The principles of Naked Parenting overlap, interrelate, and reinforce one another. You'll find that Naked Parenting respects varying parenting styles, gives parents ideas to apply lessons to different age groups and situations, helps parents find confidence even when they're not totally sure what to do, is an easy-to-read resource with tools and tips you can apply to your life immediately, provides a list of tips to remember from every chapter for easy referral. Some of the repeating themes of Naked Parenting include: using lessons from the seven keys in your family will build upon one another and create long-term benefits. Part of parenting is repetition, over and over again and again in different ways. The tough things to do are often the right things. Parents set the example in their words, actions, and emotions. The different topics within the digital realm clearly intertwine and fall simultaneously into more than one of the seven key principles of Naked Parenting. For ease of reading, I have addressed areas within the principle to which I most see it correspond. However, there is much overlap. Additionally, I have worked to write a book that has a longer time horizon and shelf life by giving usable tips applicable broadly to the digital world from a parenting perspective, instead of from a techie viewpoint. While some specifics are used in examples and stories throughout the book, this is not meant to teach you any details about Snapchat, Periscope, Yik Yak, or any other currently popular internet or mobile innovation. With the rapid changes in technologies, I want to give you tools that transcend specific platforms, devices, video games, or the app of the moment. Consider that as of July 2014, in the Apple App Store alone, there were over 1.25 million apps available, with about 60,000 new ones being added monthly. It's hard, if not impossible, for parents to keep up with the pace of technology. Forget juggling work, kids, commitments, volunteer jobs, and laundry. The good news is, you don't need to be literate in every new thing that crops up. However, you do need an awareness and a parenting framework that adapts to whatever comes next. We need ways to manage technology in our homes in a big-picture, broad way that will teach our children good digital citizenship, online responsibility, self-regulation, and how to benefit from technologies while staying safe. It's a huge and important job. So how do we tackle all of that? When I was deciding what topic to write about next in the Naked Parenting series, I put it to a vote with my Mother's Circle blog readers. Social media and technology was what resonated with the most urgency. It's the one choice I least wanted to write because it is such a hard and huge issue. But in the true spirit of Naked Parenting, often the hard thing to do is the right thing. I've included personal experiences and stories as well as insights into what some studies and experts in the field have to say. As with any book on parenting or on the vast digital world, this is not meant to be an all-encompassing discussion, but rather a practical guide to help you navigate this important and not ignorable part of parenting.